Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When you hear the word witch, what comes to mind? Maybe it's pointy hat, broomstick, bubbling cauldron, book of spells. Maybe it is a mortifying chapter in our region's history, one steeped in fear-mongering and death. Well, those two things are certainly what we've grown accustomed to in our movies and our history books, but a new exhibit at Salem's Peabody Essex Museum aims to introduce us to today's witches, sans broomsticks, while also confronting the dungeons and the hanging trees of our own storied past. The collection called The Salem Witch Trials, Reckoning and Reclaiming is now open, and joining us to discuss it, we have two people, Associate Curator Lydia Gordon and photographer Francis Denny, whose photos of modern-day witches are featured in the exhibit. It. Lydia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Francis, thanks to you too.
Hi, thanks so much for having both of us.
So Francis, I'm going to start with you. The photos are something. So in a sentence or two, take us to your favorite photo. Who is the person and why do you like that portrait?
Oh, well, it's really hard to choose amongst all of my subjects. So you can't tell any of them that I had to, because I might get some heat later on. But I think if I had to choose one, Karen's portrait really stands out for me. Karen owns an apothecary in Flatbush, Brooklyn. And when I first initially reached out to her about being part of my project, she, I think, was a little hesitant, but she agreed to sit for me and invited me into her apothecary. And I photographed her and interviewed her. And she ended up being a really powerful presence in that room, I think.
And who are, in general, the women in these pictures, Frances? Who are today's witches?
So it is hard to generalize, right? Because there are so many different kinds of ways of embodying this word witch. Pictured in these images, you have Wiccan high priestesses. You have people who would consider themselves pagan, many who don't consider themselves pagan. There are people who practice mysticism or engage with the occult. There are politically oriented activist witches. Polytheists also, who work within a pantheon of goddesses. There are tarot readers, astrologers, people who practice spellcraft, and quite a few plant-based healers who sometimes go by the moniker of Green Witch. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of the breadth of the way that people have come to this word and reclaimed it for themselves.
So Lydia, I want to note Francis's book, where these pictures came from, is called Major Arcana, Portraits of Witches in America. Francis just gave us a very wide-ranging sample of women who could be witches. And this exhibit is to reclaim the word of witch. That's a central theme. So I'm going to be deliberately kind of obtuse for a minute here. How can all of that be a witch?
Right. Well, I think Frances spoke really eloquently about her project, in so that it is a spectrum of identity. You know, the contemporary witch identity that these folks are really self, you know, claiming for themselves is a spectrum. It's a pantheon. No one witch is exactly the same. And it's really important to understand that, you know, our understanding of a witch is very different today than it was in the 17th century, right? In the 17th century Puritan context, a witch was somebody that was working alongside the devil, right? Like against the Christian church. And what Francis's project really does quite beautifully, elegantly, and powerfully is diversify our perception of witches today, as well as reclaim that power and that word from, you know, this really baggaged history.
The exhibit, Lydia, also focuses on the baggaged history. And I guess I'm assuming that most of us know the Salem witch trials were bogus at this point, but is that a safe assumption?
It was a crisis made up of hysteria and founded on, you know, people who were really in it for land grabs and money. And there were all these sort of conflicting arenas in Salem. And what is very evident in looking at this history and doing the research is that, you know, no one was safe from being accused. This, you know, movement, this wave of crisis really went across all social strata, but it is significant that most of the people, not all, but most of them who were accused and tried and executed were women.
So we are discussing a new exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum that aims to reclaim the word witch. We're talking with Lydia Gordon, Associate Curator of the Peabody Essex Museum, and Frances Denny, a photographer who has photos in the exhibit. So Frances, it kind of blew my mind to find out that you are both a descendant of someone responsible for condemning accused witches in Salem and a descendant of an accused witch. What does it feel? How do you carry around both of those contradictions, right, in your DNA? And how did that motivate your work?
Yeah, when I made that discovery, looking through my family tree, it felt irreconcilable. It was not something I could, you know, seal up in an envelope and get rid of in the mail. You know, it was something that stuck with me. And in fact, I kind of tucked it away because I knew that I needed to come back to it at a later date and really focus my art on it. And that's exactly what I did. I got interested in this word witch and how it has sort of traveled through time, acquiring all of this baggage. You know, you have the Spanish Inquisition, the Salem witch trials, the Brothers Grimm fairy tales with the hag in the woods preying on children. And then you look at the 20th century, you have the Disney witch with green skin and a hooked nose and a pointy hat, and the television shows around witches. And so, you know, as I thought more deeply about this word and how it's traveled through time, I thought, well, aren't there people who identify as witches now? Because I truly didn't know much about this contemporary world of witchcraft at all.
And briefly, how did you find them, Frances?
Mm-hmm. So I started by writing a letter of intent, kind of an artist statement, and I sent it to a few individuals that I sort of had a hunch about, that I thought would sort of understand what I was after, who I wouldn't completely offend by sending this letter. And lo and behold, they did agree to be photographed and interviewed for the project. And then they ended up introducing me, or sort of referring me, to coven mates or friends. And from there, the project really grew really quickly. It became this massive web sort of spanning the U.S. And I ended up photographing over 75 individuals around the country who identify as witches.
So Lydia, at the beginning of this conversation, Frances told us about one of those photographs. Tell us, there are two other parts to this exhibit. Maybe tell us about those two other parts by telling us about some item in each one of those two other parts.
Sure. So the other contemporary artist in the exhibition is the fashion designer Alexander McQueen. And McQueen was actually a descendant as well from an accused individual in the Salem witch trials named Elizabeth Howe. And he did his research to find out what her situation was and her trial and what she was being accused of. And he ended up creating an entire collection in 2007 in her memory. And so we own one of the spectacular gowns from that collection, and that is featured as well in the exhibition. And then the first part, really, of the show and the experience is 1692. So we really try to ground visitors in that history. And we have a vignette of 17th century object that greets the visitors to sort of give a sense of what it was like to live in Salem back then, which was a very scary place. And we have this incredible window that was part of the Putnam's house, and it would sort of reflect this idea of living inside and outside and peering through, and hysteria and, you know, sort of gossip and not quite knowing, you know, where you are, who you can trust. Mm. And so the whole experience of the exhibition is quite you know, it's quite emotional, and we try to go from this sort of darkness to lightness.
I believe that the dress that you're describing, there's a picture of the neckline of that dress on the website for the exhibit. It's all beaded and high-necked and dark, and I don't know, there's something powerful about it.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fierce. I mean,
yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, he is, you know, he's not really holding back. And, you know, there's so much about when you wear something that makes you feel good, you know, you're kind of arming yourself, right? And I absolutely get that sense when I experience that show-stopping piece.
So, Frances, I heard you say, mm-hmm. And so now that we've introduced this word fierceness, riff on that with your work.
Well, I mean, just about McQueen and his work for a moment, I think that I think he understood how, you know, there is a power in fearfulness and fearsomeness, and he embraced that in his design. He armed women, as Lydia said. So I think that the people that I photographed have also sort of armed themselves in a sense with their witchcraft, because I think at its essence, witchcraft is really about the cultivation of an inner power. It's about being in tune with oneself and with the earth, and for finding kind of alternative systems for processing the world around us, the energy around us. And, you know, I think in a time when so many of us feel a great deal of powerlessness, you know, in the face of a global pandemic and political unrest, I hope that visitors to the show will be moved by the ways in which my subjects have found ways to navigate life with more magic and wisdom.
So Lydia, not to put too fine a point on it, but listening to Frances there, I find myself thinking this exhibit takes us from a time where if you were a powerful woman, it could get you hanged, to a time when we have women Marvel superheroes. So I wonder, has the change in our understanding of the word and the concept witch mirrored our changing understanding of what it means to be a woman?
I mean, I think that question and that identity is always in flux, and it's ever expanding, right? I mean, it's wonderful that we have more representation in the media, in our lives, especially in the museum world and art. We see ourselves in a whole spectrum in, you know, diverse experience being represented and celebrated. But, you know, the war on women has still not ended, right? It manifests perhaps differently now, but that fear and control is still very much there in our culture.
All right. So before we go, how can people find out more information? How do they view the work on display? Frances, is this the only place people can see your photos? So Frances, you first.
I have a book that is includes all 75 portrait subjects, and as well as essays written by the subjects, which was important to me to have their voices be a part of this. They're also part of the show. So the show is at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, and the book is at the show and in the bookstore, and in all fine places that books are sold. It's called Major Arcana Portraits of Witches in America.
And Lydia, how can people find out more about attending the exhibit?
Sure. So if you go to PEM.org, the exhibition page is our landing page. So you will find all information about coming to visit the museum there. The exhibition is up through March 20th.
Okay. Lydia Gordon is associate curator at the Peabody Essex Museum. Frances Denny is the photographer in the exhibit. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.